Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. We're talking about the topic of perfection this week. So I'm wondering, what's the perfect bottle of wine for you? You know, for some people it's probably bone dry. For some people it's probably anything but. They love it sweet. For some people it's going to be a bottle of wine that costs them no more than $10. For some people they wouldn't touch that. They want something no less than $50. Lots of people have different standards, different ways of looking at what is perfection in a bottle of wine. For some people, it's something that's going to have a great story to it. For other people, it's just all about the funny label. For some people, it's wine they made themselves that they love most. For that kind of person, they probably understand more than anyone that perfection in a bottle of wine is as much about a process and a journey as it is about the destination of perfection. Here's how one person who makes wine at home described the journey of making wine.
I recently took up the hobby of winemaking in my home, and I was surprised to learn just how finicky that process actually is. These days, winemaking is not as simple as throwing mashed grapes into a pail and letting it do its thing. There are many stages of winemaking, and many elements that are crucial to the process if you want to end up with an enjoyable end product. You need to start each stage with a sterile environment and sterilized equipment. The wine yeast works best with non-chlorinated water, which usually means filling up a pail of water and letting it sit overnight, or boiling the water and letting it cool down. And the wine yeast will only work within a certain temperature range, somewhere between 20 and 25 degrees Celsius. At times, vigorous stirring of the wine is required, and at other times it must remain perfectly still. At some point near the end of the fermentation process, sulfates must be added to kill off the residual yeast. I made wine with a wine kit this time around, and although it's not a long process, I think from beginning to end it was about 4 weeks, the temptation to skip a step or rush into the next step grows with each passing day. But if you adhere strictly to the process, and if all goes well, and if you've stored your wine properly, you are rewarded at the end with a pleasing and palatable wine. However, neglecting any of these steps could be disastrous. At best, you may have a slightly odd tasting wine, but at the very worst, you may end up with 30 exploding mold experiments in your closet.
Well, as you can see, making wine is a process and it's a journey of perfecting things rather than arriving at perfection from day one. With all that said, is there a perfect bottle of wine? Or is it subjective to people's tastes? Is it something that's impossible to please everybody all the time? Is it completely a moving target? In life, we've probably all had experiences like that, not in winemaking, but with people. People with really high standards of perfection. Sometimes it's ourselves. Sometimes it's an overbearing boss. Sometimes it's a nagging spouse. Whoever it is, we've all had those experiences of somebody demanding perfection from the first moment we try. So I've got a question for you to consider. Who expects you to be perfect in your life? Is it you or someone else? How do you react when you fall short of that standard? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow. Cheers.